This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Habbo.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to tonight's special ACC tournament edition of Who's Talking. Habbo in studio. We're going to hear from Frank in a moment up at the Capital One Arena, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by our buddy Terry Gates, a longtime analyst on the Virginia Radio Network and a Who back in the glory days, back when maybe the best team Virginia ever had back in 1981. But Terry, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to have Frank momentarily. We got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Report toward the bottom of the hour, and then Chris Graham with the Augusta Free Press is going to join us in the second half hour. He follows the Who's very closely, so we'll get his thoughts as the Cavaliers prepare for postseason. But right now, we're going to immediately go to co-host Frank Maloney. He's up at the venue, as they say. Frank, how are things in the great city of Washington?
Well, I tell you, it's exciting to be here on the one hand. On the other hand, got to keep my hand on the wallet because everything is expensive here.
Well, it's a little, I could go into an inflationary spiel, but that gets me into politics, which I probably shouldn't do right now. But, hey, have you seen any dignitaries up there at the tournament yet?
Well, you know, I have seen some folks from a distance, but I've enjoyed talking to, like, Mike Barber and, you know, some folks like that. I saw Chris Graham earlier today. I know he's going to be on the show later. Saw Scott German, his able-bodied sidekick. I did text some things back and forth with Mark Packer, and, you know, he's one of these guys, it's not beating the drum for 6 bids for the conference, and I just don't get it. I mean, I think there's a good case for 6 teams, and I just don't know why somebody who's directly connected to the conference and covers the conference daily wouldn't be talking about 6, but, you know.
What about this afternoon's action? Obviously, Virginia Tech, they took a tough loss to Florida State. That probably means the Hokies are hoping for an NIT bid. That's as good as they're going to do. Wake looked pretty good. I think tomorrow's game, Wake and Pitt should be a heck of a game tomorrow.
Yeah, slow down. You're jumping the gun. First off, I think everybody was genuinely surprised at Virginia Tech's effort today, that they had a large crowd inside the Capital One Arena. And the team did not play well. I mean, Couture did not have a great game, and the other guard, Padula, did his best, but I don't think he had his A game. I mean, it was kind of a strange game to watch. Kidd did about his normal routine, but Couture only had 8 points. Collins had 15, which is better than usual. Padula had 24, it says here, 8 of 17, but only 1 of 6 from 3. Couture was 1 of 5 from 3, so that sort of spells the
It's the called problem. Jameer Watkins.
Yes. Yeah. they just didn't play enough defense recently, and I think that's what killed them. I mean, you guys know about Louisville's Kenny Payne being let go by Louisville, which was a huge buyout. So
yeah, it's going to be. I was a little surprised that they did that as quickly as they did, but you know, obviously, the last 2 years are not up to Louisville's standards, and Terry Gates knows that better than anybody.
Well, Terry can speak to that better than I hear. I mean, I just think it's odd that he didn't get another year. I think he had a 5-year contract. So Louisville's going to eat 3 years of that thing, and it was pretty big money. And the guy carried the flag with confidence, and you know, was proud. And you know, they shot him in the back. I think he deserved another year. The big rumor down here that I'm hearing and confirmed from multiple sources is NC State's Kevin Keats is apparently on the hot seat, and he needs tonight's game big time. I mean, I do think State will beat Syracuse. I think there's a pretty good State crowd here. And, you know, unless that guard for Syracuse goes nuts, I think State's going to win. I think Casey Morsell has found some sort of new leadership mojo. He looked great yesterday. And
How is the crowd this afternoon? What kind of crowd did they have?
You know, today there was nobody from Notre Dame. You could count Notre Dame fans on one hand. So I just don't know what's going on with Notre Dame fans. I think they've become football only again. And Mike Bray, was he asked to leave or encouraged to leave? Because the new coach is a good guy, but I just don't know.
That team is young. They have some, but they clearly have some good freshmen, and I think the future has some promise for them. How did Wake look this afternoon?
You know, I thought Wake looked like the type of team that we thought they would look like, and they're going to give Pitt a run. In fact, Pitt may not be able to handle the big men. Carr played particularly well today. And in the post-game presser, I asked him a question, and you know, concerning his timing, because Carr was sharp as a tack today and took all the pressure off Reed. And Reed can still go off. I mean, Reed had the emphatic dunk at the end, but you know, the rest of Wake's team looks like they're dialed in. And Forbes seemed very confident in the post-game presser, and everybody knows the backstory about his wife and her health issues. I think that team is playing for the coach and the coach's bride, in my opinion, and that's tough medicine. I do see State playing hard for Keats, and I think they'll play hard tonight. I think BC tonight against Clemson, they're going to come out and play very physical. Mike Barber and I talked a little bit earlier today, and he talked about, you know, BC's physicality. And the question is, can Shefflin and P.J. Hall and Hunter, can those three guys handle the physicality of the game, and will they take control of the game? If they don't, BC could be a surprise tonight. And, you know, the late game, you just never know.
It's a long day. You know, the funny thing is, by the time Virginia takes the floor, 10 teams will already be eliminated. Which it just the ACC tournament is like a week-long encampment anymore, you know, compared. Let me get Terry Gates in here. I'll ask you a question or get a comment.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that game that you're talking about, the Boston College-Clemson game, you got two teams playing physical, as you said. They're older teams. They have big men in the middle. We had problems with both Quinton Post, who had, 24-10 not too long ago, but a couple weeks ago. And then, of course, P.J. Hall at 19-6. And those are two teams that we were that really kind of defined our year. We won on the road, not by much, but in this day and age, a road win in the ACC is what's defines you. So
especially for this year's Virginia team.
And we're 13-7 with either one of those turns into a loss, and we're talking about a Tyler different matter here as far as going to the NCAA tournament.
Frank, who do you think we would rather play, or does it make no difference?
It's a huge difference. I think the key to tonight's 9 o'clock, 9:30, 9:45, whatever that game tips off, it is far better for Virginia to face Clemson. I don't cheer for other teams at the tournament. Obviously it's hard not to be biased for Virginia, but when it comes to the rest of the tournament, I will say this is one time Tony Bennett's kids want to play Clemson. They know Clemson has been rumored for 2 weeks as being in the tournament, so to speak. I don't get that. I mean, they finished far behind Virginia, you know, in the standings. Yet, at the same time, everybody says that their metrics are so great.
Tell me why you think we would rather play Clemson. Do you think we match up better against them?
The reason we would rather play Clemson is this. A victory versus Clemson puts Virginia clearly like 58, 59, 60, 61 in the field.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in there.
It's a more impressive victory is what you're saying. Okay.
Correct. And if Virginia were to somehow lose to Clemson, it's not an ugly, bad thing. If Virginia were to lose to Boston College or play an ugly game against Boston College and win by one, it's almost a black eye. And so I just think this is one of these crazy scenarios that happens every blue moon where you have to hope they face the higher rated team. And in this case, Clemson is the number six seed, but they were tied with the fifth seed and the seventh seed, and they were one game behind Pitt. So this is a situation where for Virginia's reputation going forward for Selection Sunday, it's important that they end up playing Clemson.
That's interesting. You're thinking more about the NCAA tournament than the ACC tournament.
I would rather play Boston College.
Well, Terry's thinking about trying to get a win.
Yes. Get a win, and you're playing a team that's played third game in, 46 hours or something. And they don't play. Their bench is not real deep. So.
Well, and I think the fact is, if we make the semifinals, I think we're going to be on the board on Selection Sunday regardless. But Frank's right. I mean, if we lose to Boston College, that might be a problem.
If we lose to Clemson, it's a problem.
It could be a problem. Either way.
Can talk all you want to, Frank, about this. They just need to win one game here.
Yeah, I mean, it's Al Davis. Just win, baby. But I'm just going to say this to you guys. Right now, some of the big bracketology experts, they're saying Virginia's going to Dayton to play in that play-in tournament. And that's not good for Virginia. They beat Clemson. Virginia's in the top 64. If they play Duke close the next night or upset them somehow, Virginia's then in the top 60 and getting like a 9-10 seed, right? So to me, you have to hope for a tougher opponent. In this situation, Virginia's had days to get ready. You're going to hear from Dr. Jody Clark, a good friend, about Ryan Dunn, and he's been practicing, and I'm not going to leak the rest of it, but he has some thoughts about the ankle-knee situation for Ryan Dunn, and that's exciting.
Have you had any Virginia fans or coaches or team sightings up there yet? Now, obviously, the Virginia coaches...
Yeah.
The Virginia coaches will be there tonight watching the Clemson-BC game. I know that.
That's a huge advantage for Tony Bennett. Huge advantage, in my opinion. And Virginia's had all week to tinker with the offense a little bit, to maybe have an extra wrinkle. I think that's advantage Tony Bennett and his staff. So, I mean, here we come down the stretch, and, you know, Virginia's in a great position, I think. They've played well in late games recently, and I expect them to continue that. They just have to cover P.J. Hall. They got to block out and rebound against Hall, Shefflin, and Hunter. And they need to do the normal thing on defense and offense, and that's control the tempo and hopefully keep taking good shots and making, you know, close to 50% of those shots and obviously make 70% of the free throws. They
Get Terry in on this too, but obviously yeah. Miner and Buchanan are going to have to play significant minutes against either team, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think of both, yeah. But I think Jordan Miner in the last – 6-8 weeks has really stepped it up a little bit. He's had some foul trouble, didn't play in. There's some games he doesn't match up real well sometimes, or other players are playing well, but he is a presence in there. When you go shoulder to shoulder with someone's got 6'8", 242, you know he's next to you. So I think he's done a really nice job there. Blake Buchanan is kind of on and off, but you know it is the end of the year. At least he continues to shoot, which is, I think, is a good thing. But, yeah, those two guys are against either Boston College or Clemson will come in handy. But it's just, now I think this it's exciting for them. I mean, they are third seed. They were picked fourth.
Right.
They won 22 games. Everyone wants to panic. They just have to go out and do their own job. You know, just do what you're supposed to do. And Rhodey hadn't been playing. Maybe that 20 minutes, if that's a coach's decision and nothing's wrong with him, that 20 minutes allocated elsewhere, I think that's a good thing. You can say Tane Murray, who's taking advantage of that. But I think even Jay Groves is taking advantage of that.
Frank, before we let you go, you sort of made a comment that you'll be happy for the ACC tournament to go back to North Carolina.
Yeah, this is just about as bad as Brooklyn. The city of D.C., it's just not that much interest in this tournament. It's just not there, and why should it be? We're flying in and playing for a couple of days, and you know everything that's going on here. I want to do a quick shout-out here and thank Tommy Bryan. He was my official Who's Talking driver on Tuesday, and he helped me get to the train on time, and he's my hero. Thank you and Terry for being in studio tonight, and I predict Virginia wins. I don't care who whether it's BC or Clemson. I think Virginia is ready to beat them, and I expect Virginia to give Duke a fit. Here's my 2 cents. I hope you guys have a great show.
Yeah, thank you, and enjoy your evening up there, and we'll look forward to have you back in studio on Monday night for our regular show. Hopefully that'll be an NCAA tournament edition. But anyway, Frank Maloney, live from Washington. We're going to go ahead and go to our first break here. We'll come back after that with Dr. Jody Smith with our Ortho Virginia Injury Report, probably talking a little bit more about Ryan Dunn. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for 7, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions. We'll be right back.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Special edition, ACC tournament edition of Who's Talking Tonight. We thank Frank Maloney for calling in from the venue itself. So hopefully he'll enjoy the rest of the evening and watch some entertaining basketball. I'm joined in studio by Terry Gates, former Who, longtime radio analyst. So we're delighted. You know, Terry is probably as knowledgeable as it comes. We're still thinking we might get Dr. Jody Smith to call in, but sometimes the good doctors have patients and surgeries and other things to do. Terry, you know, we were just talking a little bit about Ryan Dunn, and, you know, obviously against Georgia Tech, he went down, had somebody fall on his leg. I'm not exactly sure whether it was ankle, knee, or exactly what happened.
It didn't look natural from where I was.
Yeah.
And he kind of fell in a heap, but he got up and he limped a little bit. I'm surprised he stayed in the game.
Did come back in, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he stayed in, and it's just a you know, he got the ball on the wing, and you expected him to maybe come in with a one-hand tomahawk or something, a dunk, and it didn't happen, and he ended up passing it out. It was just a kind of convoluted play, and he landed very awkwardly. That Georgia Tech game was very contested. I mean, you know, the effort by both those teams, you know.
Right.
Georgia Tech's playing for pride, this and that, and I don't think Virginia scares a whole lot of teams anymore with the offense the numbers they've been putting up. And it was a long, slow victory, like the old days for UVA playing defense.
It was kind of a slog, as we define it.
But that's, you know, that's the old days. We would play to 54 or 56, and you go home and you win. And we have to play to probably 66 now because we're not getting to 50. So we have to loosen things up a little bit.
I always think to have a chance, you got to get out of the 40s, although that one game we did beat Wake 49-47 but I wouldn't count on doing that on a regular basis. You know, the sad thing, if you'd told me before the Carolina game that Carolina was going to score 54 and R.J. Davis was going to be 1 for 14, I would have felt pretty good. But we just had difficulty scoring. What do you think about the move to Tane Murray? Was that a good coaching move?
I think it. You know, we as you were saying, who's going to, with some of these lineups, who's going to shoot? When Mr. Rohde was in the game, a lot of patty cake, a lot of pass, and all of a sudden, you know, you're down to 11 seconds, no one's looked at the basket yet. You're down to 8 seconds, still no one's looked at the basket. And I think that Tane, with a couple passes, he is catching the ball, and he's looking at the rim. He will shoot his three, and he's got, just like Isaac learned this year, he can put a couple hard dribbles into the paint and elevate and get a shot off. So I think it's a positive thing. And, you know, just in that game on Saturday, he got two old-fashioned Terry Gates rebounds. He didn't get off the floor. Deflections, he's just moving his feet. He's paying attention. He's he's above-average defender. He's a good rebounder. He's been in the system for 3 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, he knows the system. And that's big for Tony Bennett.
And I think you sit there and go, like, you know, what we really need is, yeah, we need to hustle. We need to play defense. We need someone to shoot the ball.
Well, we need somebody to help spread the floor. Yeah, you know, the biggest problem with this team that we've known all year long is they really have no post offense.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, you got to have some guys that can touch the paint, kick it out, make shots. So when you have Tane, obviously IMAC, Reese Beekman, and Jake Groves on the floor, you have at least four guys on the perimeter that the other team has to guard, which makes a big difference.
And I looked up in the 18 games we've played in 2024, Mr. Rohde has averaged 3.4 points a game.
Yeah,
and
I think
in about probably 20 minutes a game.
I think it's a confidence thing, you know, because when he came in, when he transferred, he came in supposedly being a shooter.
Right.
But we haven't seen that much of it this year in games. Now, maybe he lights it up in practice. I always say, I don't really care what you do in practice. I want to know what you do in the games when they turn the lights on and put people in the seats.
Well, I'm sure in practice they track, you know, your shots and the shots you make. And yes, he can shoot, but is there so much going on in his mind that he's just not comfortable seeking his shot? And if you see other teams play, if you watch a game tonight, these players, the majority of them, go and seek their shots. And we have, like you said, we could have some lineups out there that there's three or four guys that do not seek their shot, and that's a problem.
Yeah, and it allows the defense, you know, obviously if you're going to play Virginia, you're going to really focus on Reese and IMAC.
Well, I would just focus on IMAC. I would just switch everything on him. If Reese gets 18 points and eight, you know, assists, he still may not beat you.
Yeah, so the objective is
he needs
to keep IMAC from getting looks.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, and, you know, that's probably the reason that we had 4 out of 5 games where we didn't crack 50.
And a lot of times he's just not shooting. I mean, he's coming in, IMAC, at the end of the half just shooting for shooting's sake because he has not been open.
Yeah.
You know, and it's he doesn't want to force something. It's
frustrating as a shooter if you can't get an open look.
When you look up and there's 4 minutes to go in the half and you score, the team has scored 16.
Yeah,
got change.
All right, we're going to go to our bottom of our the hour break. If Dr. Smith calls in later, we'll try to get him in real quick. In the meantime, we're going to have Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press join us after these messages. You're listening to a special edition of Who's Talking, ACC Tournament Edition. Please stay tuned.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical
clinical study.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home, or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Special edition of Who's Talking. Hobo in studio. Frank is up at the ACC tournament. We heard from him earlier. I got Terry Gates alongside in studio with me, and we're delighted to be joined by phone by Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Always enjoy his articles. I feel like, Chris, you're very insightful. And I told your buddy Scott German the other night that I really thought it was terrific that last week you had a post about Tane Murray needs to play more. And I asked Scott, do you have a pipeline to the coaching staff? Because it seemed like they heard what you said. Congratulations. What did you think about Tane the other day?
Oh, Tane, yeah, I mean, Tane's been, he's a missing piece, it feels like. I mean, you know, we'll see if it continues, but he's shooting 45.5% from three this season. And, you know, I've been saying this about Tane for months this season. He's a guy who doesn't do anything wrong. You know, he plays great team defense. He's really good in the pack line defense. He's a threat from three. He can make the threes, but he's a threat. When you game plan against him, you can't leave him alone. He can drive to the basket. He's 13 of 19 on shots at the rim this year, so he can make you pay if you close out too hard. And he, you know, doesn't turn the ball over. He's a really good Tony Bennett system player. And, you know, it amazes me that it took him this long to really shine the way he did the other night, but I hope it continues.
Now, nobody really asked Coach after the game the other day about Rhodey. I assume it was a coaching decision. There was no indication that he was sick or hurt or anything, right?
That's correct. He was asked about that. Tony was asked about that at his pre-ACC tournament press conference yesterday. And, yeah, he indicated it was just a coach's decision that basically he used the term, we shortened the rotation. And it's interesting to shorten the rotation to take a guy who starts out of the rotation. Normally you take a guy who's sort of on the fringe of your rotation and out that way. But he also said that, you know, they had practiced all week with Tane, you know, playing more of a role. He put Tane in early in that game. Tane played well. And, you know, Tony said he just wanted to go with Tane and Dante Harris more as the two guards off the bench in that game, and they both played well.
I'll get Terry Gates in here in a minute, but what version of the Cavaliers do you expect tomorrow night? The makers or the takers? You know, I think a lot of it comes down to Virginia making shots.
It does, but I think that the making shots is also a function of getting good shots. And, you know, the way the offense had been struggling recently, you know, the stretch of five games where they couldn't get out of the 40s in four of those five games, it was not as much as, I mean, yeah, there were shots that rimmed out, but they weren't creating good looks. You know, there were a lot of shots that were at the end of shot clocks, kind of just rushing them up there because you got to do something before the 30 seconds clicks off. Whereas against Georgia Tech, and actually the Boston College game too, you know, the one game in that stretch where they did play well and shoot well, it was, you know, they were creating good shots. And if you create enough good shots, enough of them will go down. So I expect, I mean, I assume that Murray will play, whether it's 28 minutes like he did the other night, he'll play 20 or more at least. Jake Groves will get some time. Groves is another guy who can make shots. If you spread the floor, you know, maybe vary up the offense a little bit, this team will get some good shots, and they'll be playing a team that's either played one game already or two games already in the form of Boston College. I think they'll have the advantage there.
Terry, you want to get a comment or a question in here?
Well, I agree exactly what Chris just said. Part of that issue was when down the stretch is you were playing Duke and Carolina. So when you're playing Boston College, even though that was away, and Georgia Tech at home, it's a step down and
different level of talent.
Well, not only talent, but systems too. I think that, you know, that Duke can go after people. They can target, you know, defensively the other team's offensive player. And I think the Carolina game, it's just they have really five good players they put out there. They don't have a deep bench, but they create problems for you. And I think when Duke and Carolina play Virginia, there's a chip on their shoulder. They want to make sure that they give Virginia their best shot.
Chris, we were talking earlier with Frank. BC Clemson tonight. How do you break down that game, and do you have a preference relative to who Virginia would be better off playing?
I said this to a group of fans I ran into out in the concourse a little earlier. I'm rooting for a four overtime game.
Well, that would be good too. Although it would be very late, but it would be good.
It would be in both respects, and then yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, Boston College will be on 2 days of legs versus one for Clemson, but you know, both of those teams I feel like are similarly constituted. They both have a big that's the focal point of their offense. P.J. Hall for Clemson and Quentin Post for Boston College. You know, Virginia beat both of those teams. They were both tight teams. And both of their big guys played well and scored well against Virginia in those wins for Virginia. And so, you know, either way, Virginia will have to, you know, think defensively. What are they going to do? Is Jordan Minor going to start? I would presume so. Maybe play a sort of like a Jack Salt role, at least set the tone in the first few minutes, and then hand off to, you know, Groves, maybe playing more of a stretch five. But I think Virginia matches up well with these teams, not just because they won the games earlier. They just happen to be good matchups for Virginia. And so, yeah, four overtime game, and let's see what happens. If we're here after midnight, that's a good sign for Virginia.
Any discussion up there about Ryan Dunn's status?
No, I've not heard anything. And I think, obviously he was hurt in the game on Saturday, did not, you know, play much after the injury. And I mean, his athleticism is so key to his game that's a big question mark for this team. I certainly have not heard anything, and Tony Bennett did not address that. I don't think he was asked to address that in his pre-ACC tournament press conference yesterday. So very much a question mark going into the game tomorrow night.
And what, I know you're a bracketologist, does Virginia need to win a game on Thursday to get in the tournament?
I would not feel comfortable if I were in that program if they don't win. And you know, and there's even degrees of loss, okay? If it's a close loss.
No. They got to win.
Well,
they got to win.
They got to win, but I'm just saying if it's a blowout loss, the six computers that the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee uses to help guide its decisions, three of them are very heavily leaning towards performance metrics. So if it's a 20-point loss, oh my gosh, it's over. I mean, yes, I don't feel good without a win. I mean, I've looked at several of the other bracketologist types out there, Fox Sports, Lunardi from ESPN, Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. Right now, all three have Virginia in, but either as a 10 or 11 seed. That suggests that certainly, yeah, a loss pushes you down the ladder. And so there's so much going on this week. There's so many moving parts that win and you're in. I think that's the solution, win and you're in.
And what about how many ACC teams? Everybody seems to think Clemson is in regardless, which has always surprised me because they're 11-9 in the league, which is, but I guess their non-conference schedule and success was important. But is it North Carolina, Duke, Clemson, and somebody else, be it Virginia, Wake, or Pitt?
I feel like tomorrow's Wake Pitt game is a play-in game. it's another version of the first four. Because I feel like the team that wins that game has to be in. Both of those teams' metrics, Wake and Pitt, are right there with Virginia's. I know there are other factors as well, but you know, when you look at the average computer rankings for all three of those schools, they're all right there in the same area. So I think that there are two games tomorrow that can be play-in games for ACC. We could get five in if that's the case, if my math is right on that.
Does FSU have any chance against Carolina tomorrow?
They played them tight, both games in the regular season, had a lead in both games at key points. The question would be they're playing on one extra day of legs. That's always a issue in these tournaments where one team gets a bye and the other team is coming in with 24 hours rest. You don't normally play on 24 hours rest at any time of the season, much less this time of year at the end of a long season. So Carolina has to have the advantage, but Florida State has played them well this year.
And I always ask this question, do you think Ryan Dunn should stay or go?
If I were advising him, I would say look at the case of DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter was rumored after his redshirt freshman season, which was his sophomore season at UVA, to be already thinking at that time about leaving. He stayed one more year. I mean, he would have probably been a second round, maybe mid-second round pick after that freshman season, redshirt freshman season in the NBA draft. He stayed one year. He was the fourth pick. DeAndre Hunter worked on his offensive game, improved from being a 9-point per game scorer to a 15-point something per game scorer, developed a 3-point shot that has been so key to his NBA career. Ryan could stand a year developing, one more year developing. He's already an NBA talent easily on the defensive end. He's already got the athleticism that NBA front offices covet. He just needs to get an offensive game and spend one more year, work on that. He would be a mid to late first round pick now, but if there's a big difference in money between mid to late first round and top of the first round, he could play himself into being the top pick if he had an offensive game. So if I'm advising, I say stay, but I'm also a little selfish.
Yeah, I'm a little biased in that regard too. But let me ask this to both Terry and you: any concern about the transfer portal from the standpoint of exits, Terry?
Well, you had Leon Bond, who's dutifully redshirted last year and got to play a little bit of this year, and he's kind of that when that rotation got tightened, as they just said, he's not in it. And Elijah Gertrude, could have set out this year, but didn't. There's certainly a lot of playing time next year for these young men, and I think if they like the university, if they like their teammates, I think I would come back because where you're going. You're not taking a set of statistics where you're going to blow somebody away elsewhere. You're going to have the same uphill battle for playing right. time at the next stop.
What do you think, Chris?
I would say the same. Plus, like Terry, like you, Jim, I'm a UVA grad, and And there's a certain thing about, you know, being able to say you're a UVA alum as opposed to an alum of another school. You're going to be a basketball player for a few years. You're going to be who you are for the rest of your life. I think on the basketball side of it too. Yeah, Elijah Gertrude, he's as talented as anybody I've seen, just from a pure skill standpoint, that I've seen in this program in years. He just needs to learn to play within the system. And from the standpoint of Leon Bond, you know, if he could develop a perimeter shot, he's already got, for a 6'5 guy, he's got a really good, you know, inside game, mid-range game. He's a good defender. So, yeah, there's going to be guys leaving the program. There will be more minutes for those guys. The best thing we could do on the transfer portal is keep those guys from getting onto it.
Yeah, we've got a couple more minutes in this segment. Maybe I'll again ask this question to both of you. Are we okay at point guard next year, or do we need to look at the portal maybe for some help in that regard?
Well, I think with Gertrude and Mr. Harris, I like...
So Gertrude is a true point guard, or they could play him there?
I think you could. You could groom him maybe, but that's why you have Harris for another year.
And they
you
have
know?
Christian Bliss, who
right.
I haven't seen play, but I think they view him as a point guard. What do you think, Chris?
I agree. All three of those guys. Christian Bliss, not seen play either. I know he's walking around on – I think he's been walking around on crutches lately. He got injured somehow. But he's a guy that, you know, the talk about him when he was committing was, you know, comparison might be a Ty Jerome type. He's a big guard. I think with those three guys, you know, if you go out and find anybody else, you're going to probably complicate the situation. So if we don't lose anybody of those three guys – I think you're in pretty good shape.
All right, question, Bo. What about the post? Is Blake Buchanan going to develop into a serious post player, offensive threat? And we also have Anthony Robinson. I don't know how good he is.
I think given time.
Buchanan. Go ahead, Terry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's upside there. It's strength and you know, it looks like sometimes he catches the ball and he thinks. And inside, you know, when you're even though you're 6'11", 7 foot, there's guys on that floor that can get to the rim quicker than you can, so it's not as easy as one would imagine it to be to dunk the ball in traffic. And he just has to, you know, not bring the ball down so much and just be more reflexive and more active than reactive.
Yeah, I thought do some work with Mike Curtis, get a little stronger. That would help too. Real quick, Chris, any comments about Buchanan next year?
I love Buchanan's game, at least the potential of his game. He looks like a guy who's a motor guy. Yes, he needs to get in the weight room. He's got a little jump shot that can go out to 10 to 12 feet, which can make guys pay defensively on the pick and pops. He seems like a guy who will finish. Once he gets stronger, once his hands get stronger, he's going to be a really good player at this level.
All right, Chris. Hey, enjoy the tournament up there. I'll be thinking about you as we go to the fourth overtime in that BC-Clemson game tonight. But
I asked for it, so think of that way.
Okay. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, we thank him for joining us. We're going to go to our final break. We'll be back and wrap things up, including a little Olympic news. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift community. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done, and call Hildreth at 1-800-476-6683.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We thank Frank for calling in from Washington. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, always good to hear from him. Sorry we missed Dr. Smith. And really thankful that Terry Gates has been in studio here with me to help host. Just a couple things on the Olympic news brought to you by Friday's. We always want to mention Friday's Restaurant, a great sponsor. They have great food, great appetizers, happy hour all day, every day. So please, you know, go by and have a fun time at Friday's. Grab a little food and drink and tell them the Who's Talking boys suggested you go by. But on the Olympic front, just a couple of things. Men's lacrosse plays a huge game at Maryland on Saturday at 3 p.m., that game will be televised on the Big Ten Network. I know the Big Ten Network is on a lot of cable systems here locally, so hopefully if you want to watch that one, you'll be able to. And baseball has a huge series this weekend against Wake Forest. Wake Forest has dropped in the polls. They were preseason number one, and the Friday game is at 4, the Saturday game at 4. That one's on the ACC television network. And then the Sunday game is 1 o'clock. So some great Olympic news. We'll cover all that next week. And by the way, on Monday we'll be on at our regular time, 6 o'clock, and our friend Wally Walker will join us. So he'll bring us up to date with what's going to be going on basketball-wise in the postseason. And we always like to hear from Wally to see how much success he's having out there raising some NIL money, Terry. You know, unfortunately, the transfer portal and NIL are with us whether we like it or not.
It's strange. I mean, they make strange bedfellows, and it's, you know, no one knows where all this is going and whether the leagues are consolidating. And, you know, you hear that the, you know, Carolina and UVA and others might join the Big Ten at some point in time. And it's just it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, we talk about next year's ACC tournament. We assume there will be an ACC next year.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You hear all these conversations. The tournament next year will be in Charlotte, which is a good location. That's where the headquarters of the ACC is. And speaking of the tournament, obviously tonight, NC State, Syracuse at 7 o'clock, and then the game of interest to us, BC, Clemson, will start about 9:30. How do you break down that? Who do you think will win that game?
You know, it's BC had a nice win last night. They know the court. They played on the court. They're going to have some people, you know, it's they're kind of close, you know, Boston to DC, so it's closer to some other schools. Or I think it's theirs to win. I mean, I think they could come out and play well early. Clemson hasn't played a game there yet.
That's a good point. Do you think there is some advantage in having actually played the day before?
So. Oh, yeah.
Or you're kind of loose and you're into the tournament at this point?
When we got to the Final Four my last year, we played Villanova at the old Charlotte Coliseum,
right,
which is torn down, to the new one. The new one's been torn down.
They're on multiple.
Yes. And Villanova had played on a Thursday night and won. So when you're playing on that Saturday, you know they've been there 2 days longer than you have, and they're more comfortable. You know, they're accustomed to everything, where they're eating. They know, and it was a tough game.
Yeah, I would think in some way it might be difficult to play on the third straight day because you might start getting a little tired.
Right.
But on the second day, maybe there's some advantage to that. Particularly coming off a win, you're feeling good about having a win.
I mean, a lot of these young guys, if they lost, and they went back home, they might be playing that afternoon in the gym. So
yeah, and I always say most of these kids are like 20 years old,
right.
So they, it's not like us old geezers,
right.
You know, that can't
so
do
there,
anything.
There is
back
a certain
back.
Advantage of having played and won the night before.
And most importantly, what do you expect out of Virginia tomorrow night? You expect the A game from the Wahoos?
I think, you know, I like the Georgia Tech game. I like the competition. They were aggressive with the basketball on the offensive end. And I think they have something to prove.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll play well, and we'll look forward to it. It'll be 9:30 tomorrow night if they win, 9:30 on Friday night, and then if we're really optimistic, 8:30 on Saturday night. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday at 6 o'clock regular time. Go Hoos!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.